This episode of the Beauté by ABIC podcast is brought to you by the Australian Beauty School. Hello and welcome to the Beauté by ABIC podcast, your online support community for the aesthetic and beauty industry. Here, we are strengthening and unifying the industry through representation, innovation and education. This is a platform created and dedicated to the aesthetic and beauty industry, valuing unity and advancement. We serve to represent, support, and inspire you by connecting you with industry experts, expanding your knowledge through educational pieces, and bringing you the latest industry news. This is Beauté by ABIC. I'm your host, Stephanie Miller, and today's guests are Caitlin Donnelly and Antoinette Bologna from the Australian Beauty School. Beauty tutor team leader Caitlin Donnelly has over 9 years of experience in the beauty industry and has predominantly worked in the salon and spa services industry prior to advancing into a more educational-based role with the Australian Beauty School. Antoinette Bologna is also a beauty tutor with the Australian Beauty School. With over 15 years' experience in the beauty industry after graduating with a hairdressing, makeup artistry, and beauty therapy diploma, she has previously worked in many educational settings, including RTOs and corporate educational spaces, and continues to enjoy educating students. Here to discuss how beauty services in a clinical setting can benefit and enhance the customer experience in your clinic and salon. From the Australian Beauty School, today we welcome Caitlin Donnelly and Antoinette Bologna.
Welcome, Antoinette and Caitlin, to our podcast today. How are you both?
Good. Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, I was so excited to talk to you both. You both are so much fun. We're going to have a great podcast today. I know that the listeners are going to be extremely excited about the content today. But before we start, we always start with the same question. Antoinette, Caitlin, tell us a little bit about yourselves and how you entered the professional beauty industry.
Sure, I think I'll go first. Me personally, beauty was not my first choice. I actually wanted to be a teacher for a very long time. For me, it was a result of not getting the score that I needed for my enter score. So it was something to fall back on, but I'm glad that it was something that I fell back on because I've just had so much fulfillment and I've been able to teach and educate in my role as well. So it's been amazing.
But yeah. You blended both of those passions together, which is beautiful. Correct. Surely you had an interest in it, being female and growing up. You know, we all have that curiosity when we're young, but then you're blending teaching with that. So it's actually a beautiful outcome, isn't it? And Caitlin, tell Absolutely. Us about your experience.
Yeah, mine is quite different. I knew at the age of 15 that I was just not academically inclined. I did not like school. I couldn't do math very well, and it just wasn't for me. And my mum, bless her soul, gave me an ultimatum. She said, you can leave school at the end of year 10, but you either work or you study. You are not staying at home at all day. And I, at that point, YouTube was massive. Jaclyn Hill, Jeffree Star, all of the makeup artists I was watching. So I decided beauty was it for me. That's where I wanted to go. That's where my passion was. And mum enrolled me. I got started at the ripe old age of 16.
Thank you, mum.
Yeah. She's definitely reaping the benefits and has done so for the past 9 years.
Oh, I can attest to that. My mum is also reaping the benefits, as is my sister. Oh, yes. And you both seem so, I mean, as you do when you get into the beauty industry, so passionate about what you do and helping people as well. You know, tell me a little bit about that part of it for you. You know, what is the apart from being in a glamorous industry and we get to, you know, play with people's skin and have that beautiful experience where you get to transform someone, everyone loves a makeover. What is it that fundamentally keeps you in the beauty industry? Antoinette, what about
you? For me, it's that for me, it's the constant state of learning and betterment. I really enjoy learning more and more about the industry, the newest developments, the newest trends, the newest things to learn and do in the salon. And it never, ever takes away from everything that you already know. It only adds. So that's something that I really, really enjoy about the beauty industry. And I guess in my role as a tutor here at the Australian Beauty School as well, I'm really able to pass on that passion to others and inspire others in that way. So I feel like we do amazing work here.
Definitely.
And Caitlin, what about you? What actually is the passion that keeps you there in the beauty industry?
It's more so the care, I suppose, and being able to help other people. I know a lot of people who may not be involved in the beauty industry or have services themselves tend to see it as superficial when it could not be farthest from the truth. I mean, when I was working in salons, and even if I was doing a 15-minute leg wax, I would be hearing all of their life story, and I was there to listen, and I was not there to judge. And it's not, you're not just leaving with results physically, but you're also leaving feeling lighthearted and that you, someone cares about you and you've been listened to. And that for me is something that I always wanted growing up, and being in this industry has always allowed me to give back to others. And I think that's really important for the industry for sure.
And there's those two aspects, the continuing learning and development. Our industry is so dynamic and it's so exciting, and then you get that human element where you get to connect with people and really help their lives on a deeper level. And when you entered the beauty industry, obviously our landscape has changed so much in just a short amount of time. If you think back 20 years or even 10 years, it was so different to right now. The treatments that we offer are very dynamic, they're coming out very quickly. You know, it's there's so many changes that are happening. What was it like when you first started? What were the study options when you first came into the industry, and are they different to the way they are now?
Very much so. I feel like our offering now is so much more diverse and so much more wide reaching. It's also much more accessible now for students of all walks of life. So I've been qualified for 15 years, both in hairdressing and beauty therapy. So when I started, it was you did your beauty therapy diploma, and that was that. In that time as well, we had different streams. So you could go more into a waxing and nails stream, or you could go into more of a spa stream. For me, it was waxing and nails. I really love that fun element. I'm not too much of a spa girl myself, but yeah, I do love that element for it.
And Caitlin, what about you? Do you notice that there has been a shift?
Yeah, I think even from Antoinette's study to mine, which was only about 9 years ago since I graduated, when I started, it was you could do your diploma of beauty therapy, but you could also do your diploma in makeup, or you could be an advanced diploma beauty therapist. There was a lot of variety back then, but now I feel there is more. It's more options than just this is the certificate you're doing. You will learn X, Y, and Z no matter what you want to do. And now I think it's more so, okay, well, you may not want to do manicures and pedicures, which I did not like in the beginning. But if you want to do lash extensions, we've got this course for you. It's a lot more, you can pick and choose what you want to do now, which I find if I had that option back when I started, I definitely would have done that for sure.
I think as well, with the internet and developments in web portals and accessibility, it doesn't mean that just somebody who's a single mum can now study. It's someone who has accessibility or mobility issues can now study beauty, or somebody with a lot of family commitments can now study beauty. So I think the developments have been so powerful in that it really can reach anybody now.
Oh, that's huge. That's very powerful what you've just said, and I think we'll touch on that a little bit more further down the track. I think that's probably one of the fundamental things that we will be talking about today is, you know, how has our landscape, how has our industry changed, and how is it that we can reach more people now? But I think that the industry has also changed fundamentally in that you're talking about the courses, the wonderful courses that were on offer a while back when you first came into the industry. And now we're seeing a flourish of new treatments, of new study options, more in the clinical side of beauty. Why do you think having a beauty therapist in a clinical setting is so powerful these days?
I think previously in my experience, I've worked in skin clinics before and I've worked in laser clinics before. They, within its name, are very clinical. They're very straight to the point. You're in, you're on the bed, you're done. And I think the beauty therapist aspect is a lot of the people and a lot of people I speak to and studied with have the opinion that beauty is more than just a service. And while it's really important to deliver result-driven treatments, which I love, there's also a certain aspect of empathy and connection and rapport that you need to build with your clients that comes from the experience of being in the beauty industry as a beauty therapist. And I think it's a way to elevate your business to make sure your clients know that they are cared for, but they're also going to get the results that they want at the same time.
And blending the two is so powerful, isn't it? Mm. Having that full kind of 360 experience for the client, it's a game changer. And I think that's where our industry's heading. It's those clinical setting treatment, the results driven treatments, but with that personal touch, with that, you know, beauty aspect of it, where I think we were missing for a good, you know, 5 years there in the very beginning. Everything kind of went towards the clinical side and we were missing that feeling, the touching of the client and the powerful effect that that can have on somebody. And so really now for the listeners that are clinic owners, you know, there's so many treatments coming out. There's a sea of them. It's hard to know what to choose. What do you both think that are the most trending services that someone can offer in their clinic right now?
Right now, what we're seeing a lot of is a lot of brow services and lash services. So things like brow lamination, brow henna, brow transformations are huge. They frame the face, but it's also moving into that more low maintenance type of beauty where it's something that you wake up with rather than something you have to perfect mm-hmm. every day. So I really enjoy that aspect of it too. I think that, you know, moving forward into the beauty industry, diversifying is going to be really important because you are attracting that type of clientele, and it can only be a great thing for your business.
So brows are huge right now. What do people have to do to get into the brow sector of the industry? You've got your clinic, it's your salon, it's set up. You know, what do you do to get into that?
I think it's not just a certificate, but it's also experience as well. I think people need to see the effects that having or providing these services have on clients. And I think what they need is to find courses that specialize in that specific area rather than sending somebody, whether it's yourself or as you own a clinic or whether it's one of your employees, rather than sending them to study a beauty therapy degree, which if they're working in a clinical setting, I'm sure they already know majority of that information. Send them to a short brow lamination course, get them to understand the fundamental skills that go into that service. And then they can start developing the rest of the team. And that's an additional service you can have your clients coming in for. If I could go in and get my legs lasered and my brows done at the same time, I would be so happy. I would have saved myself an additional visit.
You know what? You make a good point now that you say that.
Yeah.
If I could have both of those things at the same time, I probably would want to as well. There's a lot of controversy these days about whatever treatment really is out there that's trending at the moment. And for a little while there, it was laser, and it still fluctuates back and forward with laser. But at the moment, there is a strong controversy with regards to the brow sector. Tell us how important you think really honing your skills and studying is in this particular sector with brows, especially with the permanency of what types of treatments there are out there.
So I think the importance there is having that fundamental and underpinning knowledge for you to be able to take those skills and apply them to any client. It's really important that you are being educated on not only the final result, but all the steps that you take to get to the final result, which you as the technician have then power over for each and every single client. And it really is about empowering the technician as well. It's inspiring the clinician as well. And your client really reaps the benefits of that.
It'd be difficult as well, because a lot of the times it's so easy to access just simple videos online, isn't it? and you think, okay, I'll learn how to do this service without a tutor, without a mentor.
The problem with that is, though, that a lot of the time the people that are doing these videos, they're not qualified. They haven't been through a course like this. They have no beauty experience other than a hobby. So it's really easy to get misinformed on really important steps that are there for a reason.
Did you know developing your skills and increasing the services you provide are easier than you think? The Australian Beauty School specialise in short, self-paced courses designed to be studied whilst maintaining a work-life balance, meaning you can enjoy time with your family, run your business successfully, and develop your staff professionally at the same time. Want to see why we have over 25,000 happy graduates? Visit www.australianbeautyschool.com.au and discover your new course today.
They also do a lot for shock value. I mean, I had a student a year or so back tell me that they were mixing in a gel polish color with monomer for acrylic, and it just blew my mind as to why that would be. And they said they found it on Instagram, and I thought, wow, if this is what they're teaching people who maybe don't have that knowledge yet, how many others are out there performing these services without that understanding that you could damage either someone's nails or brows or do something that your client may not like, but now you're liable for?
No, I've had that experience. I've had my nails quite damaged by incorrectly performed services, and it takes, people will think, oh, you know, your nails will grow, but it's six weeks on, it's still not looking like it's going to get any better. And it's probably going to be months before, you know, my nails grow out and I'm able to get back to normal. It's actually quite impactful for a woman, for a person trying to, you know, obviously present themselves to the world and feel and look better, feel better about themselves and look better. You know, it's important to understand the impact that our job role can have on a person. And so educating yourself, that's, as you said as well, Antoinette, it's power. It's the having that knowledge and that security that, yes, I do know what I'm doing. Yes, I have been trained by a professional. I am doing the right thing. I am acting ethically towards my client. So that's why I suppose studies with qualified professionals in that type of setting is so important. And that leads us to one of the most important questions today is your courses. They're so wonderful, by the way. Congratulations on such an outstanding platform that you have. That your platform is mainly online, right? So you have online, shorter courses. Tell us what you think the benefit of online is versus the traditional type of face-to-face diploma study that we're used to.
I think one of the best benefits of online short courses is it's not an 18-month commitment, but it's also accessible anytime, anywhere. I can't tell you how many students I've spoken to who are working full-time or studying a full bachelor's degree and want to get into the beauty industry, or people who are single parents or students still who are in high school and they don't have the option to leave like I did. It is so accessible. And we even just recently had a student graduate from the hair extensions course who had a physical limitations, and online study was the only option for her because of that reason. And I think online study now is just not just watching YouTube videos, but also that you can learn the proper way to do things in the comfort of your own home without sacrificing time with your family or at school or at work. It's really, we work around you essentially. So I think that's one of the big things. Yeah.
And you can just reach so many more people, can't you? People that, as you said, that have physical limitations, that time limitations, time constraints. Gone are the days where you think, oh no goodness, you know, online is just not providing me enough information. We have platforms like Zoom, like WebEx and things like that can actually make that type of learning so much easier. Antoinette, what do you think is the benefit of online versus face-to-face?
For me, it is the inclusivity that it provides, and it's the fact that everybody can be a part of a community that is just so rewarding. You know, it doesn't matter where you're from, who you are, what kind of physical limitation you have. It means that you are able to be something, part of something that is, you know, not only going to pay your bills, but be really, really rewarding in a number of ways, be that, you know, mentally, where you're able to communicate with people and you're able to provide them with a service, but emotionally as well, where you're able to really connect with your clients. And some, you know, some clients I've had for 12, 13 years now, and they're so dear to me, and I can't wait for that to happen to others as well.
Oh, that's wonderful. And tell us a little bit about how it's set up. Is it face-to-face, one-on-one? Are you in a group setting? Do you teach more than one person at the same time?
Yeah, so we typically, our students have all of the materials accessible 24/7 and the courses are unlocked, but us tutors are here to support them 6 days a week. So if by chance they need that support or they need to be taken through an extra technique or a way of doing things, we take the time to sit down with them on a Google Meet session and go through techniques with them, watch their technique and help them. So whilst it may not be face-to-face, we're still involved with their learning, but we also create a sense of autonomy. They're in control of it. There's no due dates or deadlines, and they can jump on and come to us when they need support because we're here, but we're not pressuring them to complete it within a certain amount of time.
Oh, that's wonderful and perfect for people who work as well. So you get to have that personal one-on-one touch as well with them, not just in a group setting. If somebody needs some help, you're able to jump on, as you say, a Google Meet and really chat to them personally.
Yeah, for sure. We often spend, typically it's a half an hour appointment. If they need that time, they want help with a technique, we offer a Google support. We sit down with them and we spend that time going over whatever they need to for that full half an hour.
But it's also about empowering the student as well. I find that a lot of the time going into these sessions, the student is just wanting a little bit of guidance, maybe a bit of a confidence boost as well. So it's really great that we're able to offer that and also support our students where we need to.
And how do you support the practical part of it? Do you have your students record themselves performing the treatment? And then that's how you would grade the result?
There's a number of ways. When you're talking about grading, we do have assignments in place that will help to demonstrate a certain technique or a certain underpinning, which is super important for the end result. But in terms of our one-on-one support, it would be a one-on-one tutoring session with the tutor where you're able to have a look at the technique as in real time, as they're doing the technique, and tell them where they could improve, what they're doing well, what, you know, anything that might surprise them, in fact, that they're doing well. A lot of the time students come in with quite a negative frame of mind and they're like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing, but you guys, you've got it, guys.
Oh, that's so good. So it's just like face-to-face, really. It's just that you're doing it on video. Okay, that's wonderful. It's so good to know that you can actually offer that to people that wouldn't normally have the opportunity to. And it just, as a clinic owner, I'm just thinking, you know, how could I do this for my employees as well? If I want to introduce a new service, how would I do it? And it would be amazing to be able to do that from my clinic and have them, you know, do their study, you know, blocking out time during their day to do it.
It also means that you're able to provide a more personalized experience with your student. So it means that you're able to decipher where exactly they might be needing an area of improvement or having an area where they need to keep working on, as compared to another student who might be at a different space or a different part in their course. So it's really great that we're able to offer that personal touch, especially since we are all online.
Absolutely. There's so many options there, and it's so great that your whole design of your course is specialized in that. So you do this all the time. It's something that you guys have really perfected. How long has your institution been operating?
So we have been around for about, I believe this year is our fifth year, and we will never sort of stay still. We're always improving our course content. We're always adding more courses that people have expressed interests in. And I think that's the most important thing, particularly being online, is we have to stay up to date and stay relevant to make sure we're offering the best for our students. So 4 years may not seem like a lot of time, but trust me, we've been putting in the hard yards to make sure that we can give all of our students the opportunities that we never had when we started.
And it's interesting you say that, Caitlin, because I find that, and after having worked in registered training organizations or RTOs, I find that a really big advantage of doing a course like this is that you're getting up to the minute content that you're able to take into the salon and, you know, provide those trending and those buzz kind of treatments for your clients and really be able to be up to the minute in your knowledge. So I really love that.
And be safe while you're doing it as well, because we've actually gone and taken the time to learn it properly as opposed to other ways of gaining knowledge in the industry. I think, look, you guys are revolutionizing the industry, and I commend you both for doing it. Thank you so much for joining ABIC and supporting the industry as well. It's companies and institutions like yourself that really back the professionalism and betterment of our industry, that's what raises the bar, that's what raises the level, makes it overall safer for everybody and more respected. So thank you so much for coming today and telling us all about what you do. If listeners today want to get in touch with you and book a course or even find out more about the Australian Beauty School, how would they do that?
So just a quick Google search of Australian Beauty School, we'd be the first one that pops up there. We've got pink logos everywhere, pink, 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 but you'll also see our faces and some other tutors at the very bottom of the page, Candice and Liz, that'll let you know that it's definitely us.
Wonderful. Well, thank you again for coming, and we'll have you back on very soon.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You've reached the end of another episode of the Beauté by ABIC podcast, your online support community for the aesthetic and beauty industry. Thank you for listening, and until next time, stay connected.